to the locker room, looked after me, and everything was all right. So I cleared up, and it's no issue now.
We'll go next to Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Go ahead, Paul.
Thanks, Gregor. Kyle, you guys have won 10 straight against Vancouver. I think that might mean you've never lost to them. Were you aware of that? And either way, how do you kind of explain it?
Yeah, no, not at all. That's a pretty crazy stat. I know they've had some pretty good teams over the past couple of years. And, you know, I think that's something that nobody really looks into going into the game, whether that's a deciding factor of how one team's going to play or not. Each team provides different team each year, and they play a different style. So I think this year, you know, we started off pretty good, 5-2 the first seven games. So I think we're just looking to build on that each game. And, you know, Vancouver's coming off, you know, three straight wins as well. So it's going to be a good game.
We'll go next to Jeff Hamilton from the Winnipeg Free Press. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Kyle, just wanted to know what impresses you most about Adam Lowry's game. And second part to that question, just given the success of him and Matty Perreault of late, how important that secondary scoring is to a team.
Yeah, it really is. You need four lines that can play with, you know, anybody on their team. You know, you don't want to be worrying about the matchup too much. And that's when, you know, our teams have the most success is when they're just rolling four lines. And, you know, especially those two guys, you've seen them have success in the past. So it's nice to kind of get them off to a good start. And, you know, we all know what Lowry can do defensively. He can shut down, you know, all the top end guys. And, you know, he's so hard on his stick, hard on the puck. And you've seen that goal last night or the other night where, you know, he's just strong bottom hand, finishes that. And I think you'll see a lot of those from him.
We'll go next to Kelly Moore from CJOB. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, Kyle. On the topic of there are always things to learn from a week-to-week basis, the last time you guys had a little bit of a stretch of inactivity as far as games were concerned, the first game out wasn't great. That was the one in Toronto. So I don't know if you guys have raised that as a talking point in the dressing room or not, but with the approach, or have you looked at things or tried to do things a little differently coming off of 3 days away from playing games going into this one tonight against Vancouver?
Yeah, we're definitely aware of that. Aware of that personally as well. And I think that's a little different circumstances. You know, if you guys all remember back, how we had that COVID protocol, canceled practice. So going 2 days without any ice. Personally, don't like it. Two days off, and then you get one practice in the game. So a little different circumstances here, but you know, we got to learn to adapt because I know we got another 4 day block coming up. And you know, I think we had two solid practices and feel good and we're ready to go tonight.
We'll go next to Sean Reynolds from Sportsnet. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Kyle, I had a conversation with Brock Besser a couple of years ago, just about you guys kind of coming up together and have been competing against each other for so long. And he kind of joked that he's just always been chasing you and trying to catch you, and you're always kind of one-upping him along the way. I know you're very focused inwards and you don't like to point towards rivalries or things like that, but is there anything to like seeing a guy like that who you've known that long? And is there any kind of fun rivalry that comes into it when you play a guy like Brock?
Yeah, sure. I think there is. You know, yeah, like you said, played against Brock all the way, you know, back to the USHL. We played a couple of tournaments with USA as well together and kind of into around the same time, same draft. So I think if anything, it's kind of a fun little rivalry. You know, a great guy. I love to watch him play. And I think that's one of those things where if you have buddies around the league, you're always keeping tabs on. And, you know, he's off to a great start as well. And, you know, he's a player that I like to watch. He's fun to watch and you can learn a lot from him. He plays hard, plays the right way. And so, yeah, I think there's a good little rivalry there for sure.
We'll go next to Brian Munns from TSN 1290. Go ahead, Munsey.
Kyle, when you look at Vancouver with Quinn Hughes leading the way points-wise for them right now, what is the key to, I guess, keeping an eye on an offensive guy like that that can do things from the back end?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's been pretty special since he came into the league. And, you know, even before that, I watched him at Michigan. He's got some real talent and he's a good player. And I think the key with any defenseman that likes to get up in the rush and, you know, make plays is just finish your checks, get above him. You know, you finish your check and you're above him coming out of the offensive zone. It's going to be tough for him to get that ice. And just being aware where he is as wingers too, and, you know, covering the point in defensive zone, you got to have your head on a swivel. These guys like to be pretty active in the offensive zone. That's kind of the biggest thing I've seen from, you know, the typical offensive defenseman we've seen.
And just a couple more. We'll go to back to Ken Weeb from Sportsnet. Go ahead, Weaver.
Kyle, sticking with the Michigan theme, what's it been like to see your old line mate Tyler Mott get off to a good start with 5 goals here, and maybe just to reflect a bit on the relationship from your year together at Michigan?
Yeah, that's really good to see him having some success. And he's, you know, he's one of those guys that works so hard, and skate with him a lot in the offseason, and, you know, pays attention to every detail of the game and his body, and, you know, wants to have success. And, you know, I think it was just a matter of time before, you know, he kind of takes off, and, you know, we're seeing that right away. I think he's got 5 goals first couple games here. And, you know, he's the type of player that won't kill you with a bunch of flash, but he, you know, he gets to the dirty areas, kills penalties, will block shots. And he's just one of those guys that you want on your team and will help you win.
And final question to Paul Friesen from the Sun. Go ahead, Paul.
Just wanted to ask you, Kyle, about the tracking pucks. I understand the league sent a bunch back, and now they're back again. Have you noticed anything different about any of the pucks?
No, I'm not really aware of that, to be honest. I'll have to follow up on that. I'm not really sure what they're doing with the pucks, to be honest.
Thanks very much, Kyle.
Yeah.
Jets forward Mason Appleton will be up shortly. Thanks, everyone.